afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the market close report for Friday, the 21st of April. Unfortunately, wasn't the best finish to the week. The ASX 200 actually dropped back for a second consecutive day. Not by much, but still enough to push the market lower over the week by about 0.4%. The ASX 200 today down 31 points, or a little more than 0.4, to 7,330. So it means we've put an end to a three-week winning streak. However, we are still having our second best month of the year. And unless the market falls back next week by around 2% or more, we'll still should have a positive finish to the month of April. Perhaps it was a case as well, the declines we've had in recent days, to some caution ahead of next week. It's going to be another holiday shortened week. And of course, on Wednesday, we're going to have two key updates on Aussie inflation. And the key reason why this is important, it could make all the difference in whether or not we get a small rate hike in early May. Now, as far as what we saw across the share market today, quite an uninspired performance, even from those stocks that actually rose. Now, we actually had more companies that finished higher today than lower, but the ASX 200 fell. And the key reason is that our two largest sectors, the materials and the financials, both fell quite heavily, in fact. So that was enough to drag the ASX 200 lower. Elsewhere, consumer staples, property stocks, communication services, that's the telcos, all lower. And the winners, at best, up around 0.6%. Having said this, there were still some winners on our share market today, which are probably worthy of a mention. The best performer by far was Whitehaven Coal, which rose 6%. At face value, it actually looked, at first glance rather, it looked quite puzzling perhaps, because it came out with a quarterly update that generally saw numbers heading lower. Production over the past 3 months down 12%. It's making 25% less from each ton of coal that it's selling compared to 3 months earlier. Context is very important when looking at Whitehaven, though, because it's still making about twice as much from each ton of coal it's selling now compared to what it was making pre-Ukraine war. And also, it fell heavily a couple of weeks ago when it essentially flagged a lower production for the year, which it blamed on a few things, including bad weather and a shortage of workers. Also, Whitehaven was last year's best performer on the share market, up more than 200%. Today, Telix Pharmaceuticals rose about 2%, easily the best of the week, up 30%, 8-day winning streak for the group as well. This is mainly after recording some all-time sales numbers, record sales of its prostate cancer agent, $100 million in 3 months. Now, what it does with this agent is it basically injects it into patients, and that helps to facilitate a scan, which is basically used to help pinpoint where cancer has spread for patients. So that's been gaining popularity in the United States. Capricorn Metals and many of the gold miners did quite well today. Was not the case this week, though. In fact, 5 of the 10 worst performers this week were all gold miners. What's been happening with gold is that from March to around the early part of this month, we had gold prices lifting about 15%, almost hitting a record high as well. And that was because of the failure of a couple of US banks. That saw a flight to safety. Gold prices rose, but then things have calmed a little there, and that's why we've had gold prices falling back a bit. Macquarie up close to 1% today, standing out as amongst the banks, which generally underperformed. On that note, as far as the losers are concerned today, BHP was one of them. It fell by about 2.3%, came out with a quarterly update, and it did maintain its production goals for the year for iron ore and coal. Both of those commodities account for about 80% of profits, but still, it did keep its copper guidance unchanged, even though struggling a bit with its Chilean mine, and it also has cut nickel production goals a little as well. Rio Tinto down about 2.8%. It released its quarterly update yesterday, and that seemed to trigger a couple of price target cuts from brokers. The Bank of Queensland down by around 5% today. It was the worst performer on our share market. Now, yesterday it posted a drop in profits, a lift in cost, and declared a smaller dividend. And while this was largely expected because of competition amongst banks, and it already flagged this about a week earlier, had a few price target cuts and one broker downgrade as well. So competition for home loans is fierce at the moment. The A2 Milk Company also under a little bit of pressure, down 2.2% today. But a couple of days ago, a broker became a bit more optimistic about the group and its profits by 2026. Now, as far as currencies go, well, we had the Aussie weakening against most, actually, including the US, where it's sitting at 66.8 US, but it also softened against the Kiwi, the Yen, the Pound, and the Euro. Now, if we look ahead, there are a few things to be mindful of. Tonight, we've got plenty of updates on the state of manufacturing in the UK, in the Eurozone, and in the United States. The profit reporting season continues to ramp up with Procter & Gamble out with some earnings. Next week, reminder, holiday shortened week. The market will be open normally on Monday, but we won't have a market close report there until Wednesday. So just a quick heads up on that. The Aussie market will shut on Tuesday, though, of course, for Anzac Day, as will the New Zealand Stock Exchange. But the big thing to watch next week, really, it's going to come down to inflation. So that's going to be out on Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. Sydney time. For those interested in the US, we've got Amazon, Meta, Microsoft, all out with profit results. And for those keen on quarterly updates by our big resource stocks, the likes of Fortescue, Mineral Resources, Newcrest, Northern Star will all tell us how they've done in the last 3 months. On that note, have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll see you next week.